This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A hearing on whether a state agency should hand over information on 36 people to immigration authorities is wrapping up in a Denver courtroom today. State law bars sharing information with ICE unless there's a court order or it's a criminal matter. Polis' office says this request meets that threshold because investigators said they're making sure unaccompanied immigrants aren't being trafficked. But a state employee sued to block the information release, and now a judge will decide. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette got to question Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Tuesday about his budget plans for the department. DeGette's the ranking member of a subgroup for the Energy and Commerce Committee. She hammered Kennedy for eliminating programs that prevent death and disease for deep cuts to the National Institutes of Health.
This budget is a roadmap to continue the chaos of the past several months and a blueprint for a sicker and poorer America.
Kennedy defended the budget request, saying that when a program fails to deliver on its promise, change and reform are necessary. Douglas County voters have overwhelmingly rejected an effort to become home rule. In a special election held yesterday, more than 70% of voters said no to the idea. The change in status would have allowed Douglas County to set the rules for more of its internal operations. County leaders said it would also give them more standing to fight state policies they object to. But legal experts have said that's not how county home rule works. Temperatures return to the 80s tomorrow before jumping into the 90s by Friday and Saturday. You are listening to CPR News.